Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
We had been discussing chapter 17, Shraddha Treya Vibhaga Yoga, Yoga of Threefold Faith. And so far we have seen that everyone in this world has faith in something. We are obviously driven by our own faiths. I may have faith in religion, in scriptures, in the advice of the wise people, and then I will follow that. I will follow the instructions in the scriptures and then live my life accordingly. I'll try to get the guidance from the wise people in our community, wise people from my culture, and live my life according to their advice, according to their guidance. But not all the people are made the same way. So there are people who do not have any faith in scriptures, they do not have any guidance from the sages or the great people, but they also have faith in something. And they are employing all their ability and all their efforts according to their own faith. They are also offering sacrifices. They are also putting all their efforts into achieving the perfection as they see. So Arjuna's question is, how would you define the faiths of these people who keep aside all the instructions in the scriptures, Shastra, but they are putting their efforts fully into the fields of their liking, according to their own faith? How would you define this faith? Is it sattvic? Is it rajasic? Or is it tamasic? And Bhagavan said, the faith of a person is what he is made up of. As the faith, so the man. And other side of the coin is, as the person, so is his faith. In other words, sattvic person will have faith in sattvic endeavors, sattvic beings, sattvic knowledge, sattvic things. Rajasic person will have faith in rajasic endeavors and rajasic things and beings. And tamasic person will have faith in tamasic endeavors. And thus, the faiths are of three types, threefold Shraddha. As the mind, so is the man. As the man, so is his faith. If my mind is sattvic, my faith will be sattvic. My mind is rajasic, my faith will be rajasic. If my mind is tamasic, my faith will be tamasic. And the entities which I will worship will be in accordance with my faith. We have heard saying, Yajante Sattvika Devan. Sattvic people will worship the divine beings. Yaksa Raksansi Rajasaha. Rajasic people will worship Yaksha and Rakshasa. In other words, wealthy people and powerful people. They will be after the wealth and power, so they will worship the beings which is wealth and power. Pretan, Bhutani, Bhutaganascha Anya, and others who are tamasic will worship Preta and Bhuta because they want to get something by doing nothing, so they will worship the dead spirits. There is no life left in those actions. And then Bhagavan said that even those who are worshipping vigorously with their faith, they either can be worshipping in a right way or they may be worshipping in a wrong way. With my wrong understanding, I may be using wrong methods. And we're going to give an example that those people who are deluded about what is right and wrong, their faiths are in wrong places, they will unnecessarily will torture their bodies, torture their minds, and torture their intellect. And in turn, they also torture the self which is residing in their own selves. They have not seen but I've heard that people go through some extreme level in their faith about what is tapas. I've heard about in the yogis burying themselves in sand for months to come or days to come, or standing on one leg for days and praying. And Swamiji says they're unnecessarily torturing their bodies. By doing so, you're not gaining any control over your mind. You're unnecessarily torturing your body. The Bhagavan Krishna says that is because of their ignorance about what is right and what is wrong. So that's a wrong way of worshipping. And it is described in this chapter because we need to understand what is right and wrong. Unnecessarily torturing your body when you are not capable of fasting for days, but I think I should do it because that's a worship to my God. Bhagavan said, no, do not torture your body. Do not torture your mind. Do something which will purify your mind, purify your intellect, give health to your body. So the next few verses, which we will see, now I want to describe that how our faiths and our mental makeup affects everything we do. Everything that we pursue is driven by our mental makeup and also our faiths. So verse 7 says, Aharas tu api sarvasya trivido bhavati priyaha. Of all these people, and we are right now talking about the people who are not taking any guidance from any scriptures or guidebooks of wisdom. So now they are on their own following their own paths of what they like. So ahara tu api sarvasya trivido bhavate priya. The food is also of three different types which they like, depending on their faith, depending on their mental makeup. Yagna tapa tatha danam tesam vedam imam shruno. Even the yagna, the offering, their efforts where they put, in which field they put their efforts, how much effort they put, tapaha, austerity, discipline, the discipline which they follow, disciplining their mind, disciplining their body, disciplining the intellect, we all do that to our own level. Bhagavan said even those will be of three types. And also, tatha danam, also the charity they give. Where I give my charity will obviously depend on what I believe in.
So obviously Christian will donate to the Christian churches, the Hindus will donate to temples, and Mohammedans will donate to mosque organizations. And then we will also have people who will say, no, I don't believe in any of this religious organization. I'm going to donate to the humanitarian causes. It all depends on where my faith is. So Bhagwan said, I will now tell you that the food, the yajna, austerities, and also charity are of three types. And how different they are from each other, then listen. Starting with obviously sattva or sattvic faith. Ayuhu sattva bala arogya sukha priti vivardhanaha rasyaha snigdaha sthira hrudya aharaha sattvika priya. People who are sattvic, as we have seen, the sattvic person is the one whose mental makeup is sattvic, and therefore his faith is sattvic. Therefore, all his personality is sattvic. And such a person would like the food which gives ayuho, the life, which increases my longevity, my life. Sattva increases purity. Bala, strength. Arogya, health. Sukha, comfort, joy. Priti, cheerfulness. Vivardhanaha, food which increase all these things. They will like those type of foods. Rasyaha, snigdaha, sthira, hrudya, araha. So now the food which sattvic likes is described in general term, rasyaha, which is savory, tasty. Snigdaha, smooth. Sthira, substantial or stable. Hrudya, which are agreeable to my system. Sattvika priyaha. Sattvic people like that because that gives them the joy and power and strength to pursue the field of activity they want to pursue. If I want to work in my office, I obviously want to make sure that I'm healthy, I'm cheerful, I'm focused. And for that, I need to have the food which gives me that type of mental and physical ability. So we have heard all the time, well, I can't have a heavy lunch because otherwise I will go to sleep after lunch and I have a lot of work to do. I have to attend a meeting, so I can't have a heavy lunch. Because we know that the food will have effect on how I perform, how my body will function, and how my mind will function. So sattvic will do what is appropriate for his field of activity. Katva, amla, lavana, ati ushna, tikshna, ruksha, vidahinaha, ahara, rajasasya, ista, dukha, soka, amaya pradaha. Now describing the food, the rajasic, the people who are go-getter and active, what type of food they will like. And Bhagavan says, katuhu, bitter, amla, sour, lavanaha, salty, atiyushna, excessively hot. You know, I've seen people who drink their tea so hot that I just looking at them, I feel like I'm going to burn my tongue. But they will not be able to tolerate any less hot than boiling hot tea. If it is cold, they have to go and warm it up again before they can drink it. So, atiyushna, rukshaha, dry, vidahihi, burning. You know, the sizzling sizzlers we hear all the time. And we have seen some dishes in restaurant, the it comes sizzling on that plate. So burning, or barbecue flavor, which is the burnt taste in it. He said that food is dear to the people who are rajasic. But in the end, the result of eating this food is dukkha, soka amaya pradaha. They give the pain, grief, and disease. Obviously, if I eat too much spicy food, I may feel very good while I'm eating it, because it's so tasty. But then I will have heartburn, I will have acidity. So it's a dukkha, shoka, amaya. It's a pain, grief, and disease. But at the time, it is so tasty. So I'm eating it. Well, as hot as you can make. You know, we go to Indian restaurant or any Chinese restaurant or any ethnic restaurants here, and the first thing the server asks you is, so how would you like your food, sir? Is it mild, medium, or hot? And most of us who come from India will think that I can tolerate all the hot food. So we'll say, no, we want hot. And sometimes their definition of hot is very different than your definition of hot. And the food comes and you are perspiring. And the water comes out your eyes and nose. And you can't eat that food, but you are still saying, oh, that's great. This is really great. Because I think that this is enjoyable. But in the end, it gives me pain and suffering, because that much chili or that much spices is not good for me. But in that mood, that's what I like. And the last one is Yatayamam Gatarasam Puti Paryusitam Chayat Uchistamapi Cha Amedhyam Bhojanam Tamasapriyam. So, what kind of food the Tamasic people like? The Yatayamam, stale. Swamiji explained here that in our Indian system, 24 hours of a day divided into 8 yama. And so each yama is 3 hours. And in our olden system, it is considered that the food which is older than 1 yama is stale. So something was cooked 3 hours before, and I'm eating after 3 hours, the stale food I'm eating. Now, obviously, this was the standard when there were no refrigerators and there were no microwaves and there were no preservatives. So, obviously, people used to make their food as fresh as they can and eat right away after it is made. So, yatayama means stale. Gatarasam, it's now dried up. All the taste is gone. You know, once in a while, when we are really hungry, all by yourself in the house, and see what is there in our refrigerator, and find a piece of cake, which was probably there for the last 8 days. Now it is completely dry. All the moisture in that cake is gone. But I am so hungry and I feel so tamasic. I don't want to do anything. Whatever I can find, I'm going to find and eat. And I'll eat that piece of cake. And I said, well, that's not bad. It's not bad. It's okay. It's dry. It's not moist. But it's okay. Gatarasam. I enjoy it because I'm tamasic. Puti. Putrid. Decomposing. Food may not look exactly the way it should look. It's about to get spoiled, but let me eat it before it gets spoiled completely. Paryushitam, rotten. Well, one was decomposing and it just about to get spoiled, but I can at least tolerate it. Other is rotten. And if I'm tamasic to a point where there's no other choice, I'll eat that too. uchchistam api, left over by somebody else. Somebody ate it halfway and left it. Well, he's not here and I'm hungry. I'll eat that. Uchchistam api. Cha amedhyam, impure. Mixed up with something, doesn't look clean, doesn't look presentable, but good enough. For now. Bhojanam tamasapriyam. Such a food is preferred by tamasic people because at least it does not make them do anything. Now, obviously, we have talked about different types of people. Tamasic, rajasic, sattvic. But in reality, we are not talking about three different type of people. We are talking about three different moods of our mind. When I'm in a sattvic mood, I like the food which is sattvic. So actually, food is not sattvic. Food is what it is. But I like the food which has qualities which support my sattvic mood. So early in the morning, when I'm taking breakfast or I'm ready for breakfast and somebody gives me very spicy and pungent food and says, this is really tasty. I'll say, no, this is not the time. Right now, I need to have something which is not that spicy. So, milk and cereal and some pastry. Or something which is not that spicy, I will like in the morning because my mind is in a sattvic mood. But as the day progresses and I'm running around from here to there and going from one meeting to another and just I have about 30 minutes in between and I need to eat, well, let's find a place which I can get some substantial food which is spicy and tasty and can eat quickly. Well, then I'll be in rajasic mood, eat rajasic food. I may know that this may not be the best healthy food for me. Go to what you call a fast food joint and take the most tasty looking food or tasty food that I can find. Put all the spices in it, Tabasco sauce and whatever sauce, and make it palatable and eat it. So I'm that rajasic mood. And then tamasic mood. I may come home already tired. I don't really have any energy to cook myself. There's nobody in the house, at least that day, to cook for me. So let me find the food which is left over in the refrigerator. So depending on my mood, I will like the food which is appropriate for that mood. So now we have seen that my mood does not only supports my faith, it will also affect the type of food which I eat. More I remain in tamasic mood, more rotten food I'll be eating. More I remain in rajasic mood, more spicy and pain-giving food I'll be eating. All heartburns and all the acidity and all those type of things which makes me obese and not very healthy, I'll be eating if I have too rajasic. So if my nature is predominantly sattvic, then I'll be eating healthy food most of the time. Maybe once in a while rajasic food and once in a while tamasic food. But if predominantly rajasic, I'll be eating once in a while healthy food and most of the time unhealthy food. Now, predominant tamasic, I'm literally eating something which is going to kill me as quickly as it can. So these verses are for us to introspect. These are probably some kind of indications to judge what kind of a mood I generally in. And do I need to do any adjustment in my lifestyle, in my mood, in my faith? So that I can rise from tamasic to rajasic to sattvic. We'll stop right here.
Om sarve bhavantu sukhina, sarve santu niramayaha, sarve bhadrani pashyantu, मा कश्चित् दुःख भाग् भवेत्। ॐ शान्तिः शान्तिः शान्तिः। हरिः ॐ श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ।